Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. We've now wrapped up the third week of the 2020 legislative session. One of the committees you are assigned to is appropriations. What's been going on for that currently?
Well, so the big thing is trying to get SSA and school funding set within the first 30 days. That's always a huge priority. School boards need to set their budget, and it's a big priority and push to kind of get school funding set. So, you know, the governor had her recommendations for school funding. The House comes out with its recommendations for school funding, and then the Senate comes out with their recommendations for school funding. So we've just had a subcommittee on that bill. It was dropped a couple days ago and then was ran in subcommittee yesterday at 3. And we rolled out a plan to provide schools with an additional $108 million for the next school year, bringing the total state investment in Iowa's K-12 system to, I believe it's nearly $3.4 billion. Breaking that down a little bit, that's $94.7 million for SSA. I believe that's a 2.5% increase. And again, this is where the House Republicans are at. This isn't speaking for the Senate or the governor. We would like to, you know, ensure that no school spends more than the statewide average. So we'd like to put in a $7.25 million to reduce the transportation costs for rural schools. You know, that way we can make sure more dollars are used in the classroom rather than being spent, you know, to bus students to and from school. We're looking to put $5.8 million in equity funding to further reduce the cost per pupil gap by $10 per student. And this continues to reduce a long-time inequity that has existed in school funding formula since the 70s. That's what we've been working on in appropriations, because that's just, you know, the first bite of the proverbial apple is SSA and school funding. So that's kind of been the big push in appropriations.
When we last spoke, you spoke passionately about your interest in expanding internet access. How has that topic been coming along for the Commerce Committee?
Sure. I've run two subcommittees, one on Iowa small cell sitting, and what that does is there was an act put in place in 2017, and there was a sunset built into it, and that was kind of a partnership between cities and municipalities to work together with telecoms to allow them to place and expand our cellular connectivity and our broadband connectivity, etc. So there's a sunset built into that. So every few years, we have to revisit it and make sure that, you know, both parties are, I guess, playing nice and getting along. And the consensus was in the subcommittee that they were, and that this was something that they wanted to continue to do. So basically, the bill was just to extend the sunset on the same bill that was in place to further allow more small cell sitting sites and things like that to continue to expand to cell service and broadband service to rural and underserved areas. Another bill that I ran in subcommittee was something that I consider kind of a foundational piece to rural and underserved areas for broadband access, is what we're terming broadband forward and telecommuter forward. And what that does, I don't know if you're familiar with kind of the home base Iowa for veterans, but it has a similar feel. And what it does is it gives a community an opportunity to have themselves broadband forward or broadband ready and telecommuter ready. And it just sets up like a point of contact in each community that would talk to the IEDA, the OCIO, and help with the grant writing process for these. You know, there's billions of dollars in federal grants and there's millions of dollars in statewide grants, and it would help streamline that process and increase the communication back and forth and kind of set up a way to advertise to anyone that would be maybe wanting to move to your community that, hey, we're broadband ready, we're connected or in the process of getting connected. And then if you want to be a telecommuter ready, then you have a place or a building where telecommuters could, rather than drive into the city, they drive into this office that's a heck of a lot closer to where they live. And they could be, you know, telecommuting to their business and going to this building and then, you know, have internet access quality internet access and be able to communicate with their job in, you know, Des Moines or Omaha or maybe even somewhere across the world. And so this is just kind of like a foundational piece to kind of get that ready to start letting communities, and especially rural and underserved communities, know that broadband's rolling out. We want you guys to be connected. We want you guys to be involved. We want you guys to, you know, sign up to be broadband forward and telecommuter forward. And that passed out of subcommittee as well.
You're also on the Veterans Affairs Committee. What have you been working so far for that committee this session?
So there was a bill last year that didn't make it through the Senate, and I believe it wasn't an issue of, you know, that it was like controversial or they didn't like it. It was more of an issue that it was one of the bills that just didn't get taken up. So we had to rerun it in the House in Veterans Affairs, and so I ran a subcommittee on it and then have run it through committee as well and is ready for the House floor. It's a very hyper-focused bill for the Rock Island Arsenal. And what it does is allows military members and their spouses that live on that base who may not be Iowa residents to hunt in Iowa and fish in Iowa. It's kind of one of those hyper-specific bills, but it was something that has been called for by a lot of those members, armed forces members out there. It's been asked for and called for a while now. And so we're going to give it another shot to get that across the finish line.
To wrap up our conversation this week, what else has been going on for you that you would maybe like to mention so far this session?
Well, sure. It's just crazy busy. You know, everybody's trying to run their subcommittees and get the bills that they've either been assigned or that they've drafted into the process, into subcommittees, get them through subcommittees, get them into committees, because first funnel is coming up very quickly. I think we only have a few weeks left, so that's a lot of business to, you know, cram into the few days and few hours that we have each week to work. So, you know, the pace of the building's just very quick. State government and commerce probably get more bills than any other committee, it seems like, and I sit on both of those, so it's an extremely fast pace, you know, running some bills in every single committee I'm on, and just that time of year where we're trying to get our subcommittees done, trying to, you know, pass our bills out of committee and then wait patiently for the debate on the House floor.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program with State House District 20 Representative Ray Sorensen. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.